Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Today is the last day for early voting in the runoff races in San Antonio for the City Council, District 5 and District 8. Earlier we heard from District 5. We did invite all of the candidates from District 8 to come in and participate either by phone or in the studio to talk about the campaign as we go into the election days, Saturday. You know, it's a big decision for District 8. We did get, an accepted invitation. Was Ron Nirenberg, the challenger, the other challenger, they're both because it's an open seat, Rolando Briones said he would not make it. He could not participate, could not call in, and really this is the second time that he's done this. So evidently he's not interested in participating in this forum and taking calls. We don't know what callers are going to call in. We don't know what you want to say. Ron's here. Give us a call, 614-8980. If you've got questions or comments about the race for District 8, go ahead and 614-8980, file, shoot them off. Okay, we did get a Ron, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for being, thanks for having me here.
So let me ask you, Ron, question we had brought up earlier, this anti-discrimination ordinance that's before city council is being discussed. Where are you on that?
Well, I don't think any law-abiding, tax-paying citizen of San Antonio should have public resources being used against them in a discriminatory manner. So, I mean, we need to adopt, and I've been fully supportive of anti-discriminatory policies with public resources. As far as this particular CCR, the ordinance itself, obviously it will take some study. It's still a lot of negotiation. There's an element of government in there that will that has budget implications. So all this needs to be taken a look at. But in general, people should be comfortable knowing that their representatives are for anti-discriminatory policies, and that would include me.
So you're comfortable with the ordinance as it appears now and that you would vote in favor of it?
I'm comfortable with the intent of the ordinance. As far as how this is meted out with the city budget, that's what needs to be looked at, and that's what needs to be analyzed before we would vote one way or the other. And a lot of that is still happening in meetings that I'm not privy to at this point. So I'd reserve judgment on that. But in general, again, no taxpayer, no law-abiding citizen should have the public resources used against them in a discriminatory way.
Phone lines are open. Give us a call, 614-8980. We want to hear from you what you think about the race for District 8. We have in the studio Ron Nirenberg, and we do not have Rolando Briones, who declined once again to participate in with talking with the callers about the race. We did get an email about the race. What's the purpose of robocalling the households in District 8 daily, often three times a day, with spoofed phone numbers? My household has received robocalls nearly every day, every other day for several weeks, and it is outright harassment. So what's going on? Are you doing a lot of robocalling, Ron?
We're doing a fair amount, and it's one of those parts of the political process that's a little like making sausage. we're proud of a lot of the endorsements that we've gotten, and there's not an easy way to get them out without spending just gargantuan amounts of money.
This is an expensive race.
But it is, yeah. I'm being outspent 5-1, David. I mean, this is a mound of cash versus, neighbors contributing. With regard to robocalls, a lot of them are coming from civic leaders. And it's equal opportunity on both sides. I got three calls from Lamar Smith in the span of 2 days the other day from my opponent. So, it's something that we would like to do away with, and hopefully we can get to that point where more people are paying attention and not necessarily relying on phone calls to get them out to vote.
And mailers, I've got from one person who has received, how many mailers have we got here? About like 7, 8 mailers?
How many are mine?
It's about, most of them are from your opponent, Rolando Briones, and he trumpets all of his endorsements, Congressman Lamar Smith, former Congressman Canseco, Donna Campbell, the state representative, Lyle Larson, obviously a very Republican lineup of endorsements for your opponent, Rolando Briones.
Yeah, and that goes to show, and as we knew from the very start, which was, the start of my campaign was April of last year, April 2012, we knew we were going to have to take some time, be prepared, because we were going against politics as usual. We were going against insider politics. We were going against the machinery in San Antonio and in South Texas, and that's what people don't want anymore. They want a representative who's going to serve their best interests, who represents them and their agendas, not necessarily the inside political interests of City Hall or wherever it is.
So in your flyer here, you say you're going to defend San Antonio's local control from Austin politicians who aren't working in our best interest. What does that mean?
Well, there's a lot of legislation that happened in this past session. Some of it geared towards the tree ordinance. And, you know, the question was asked on KLRN with Texas Week with Rick Casey. He asked us about the aquifer and the tree ordinances. Two bills were targeting our tree ordinance. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the record as saying we need to protect our aquifer and we need to make sure that the tree ordinances are working to help manage growth. My opponent did not answer that question. Perhaps all of these mailers are a clear indication of what he thinks about trees. But, you know, we need to make sure that we have control over our local assets. And that includes the things around the aquifer, the trees, the clean air, the land, and we need to make sure that we can control our best interests here instead of having them, you know, influenced by politics in Austin.
Why is this race so full of vitriol and, you know, these anonymous letters? I mean, what is up with that? I mean, someone sent out a letter anonymously across the district. Seemed yeah. like part of an orchestrated campaign, someone with resources, you know, saying that you were, what, a crazy liberal or something? What were they saying?
I said a number of things, including that I'd only been endorsed by Democrats, which is totally false, that I'm anti-Second Amendment, all these things that were just meant to incite people, number one. But number two, meant to distract them from the real issues of this race, which are the aquifer, which are managed growth, which are what are we going to do to address public safety issues. All the things that I had addressed in January when I released Vision for District 8, which people can read in depth, 30 pages of my positions. All that stuff was meant to distract. And, you know, it was more of the same of what the Briones campaign was all about. And, you know, we need to make sure that this campaign and the election is decided on the real issues that matter to District 8.
So one other issue that's right before city council people are very fired up about is about the Bracken Bat Cave. And they yeah. want the city council to tell SAWS not to provide the development out there with water and sewage. So how would you deal with that?
Well, first, we need to get all the facts, and second, we need to make sure that we have our jurisdictions clear. There's council is right. I mean, the council has very limited limited authority of what they can do over there. It's comforting to know
they can do a lot when they want to.
Right. Well, SAWS is a publicly owned agency, and they did clear for lines to be run into Comal County for the first time ever. And the fact that Bracken Bat Cave is there, it's going to impact the development in that area. It should be a concern for everyone, not only in San Antonio and in Bexar County and Comal County, but the rest of the state of Texas. So that's why you're seeing some legislators step to the plate and get involved. So I don't know where it's going to go, but I do know that the majority of San Antonios knows what the right thing to do is. And that's what our focus needs to be. Let's do the right thing and let's figure out our policy.
You know, but we hear this all the time that from candidates running for office and city council, I want to protect the aquifer, so important to San Antonio, and then these issues come up and no stance. The backbone's turned to jelly.
Yeah. Well, this is why it's important not to have conflicts of interest. You can only serve one master when it comes to being a representative, and that has to be the constituents of District 8, not to any inside interest, not to a personal, private profit motive. It's got to be the district.
Okay, we're out of time here. We did invite and beg Rolando Briones to join us to talk about this. We would have had more time, but this kind of balances out. If we had him, you would have had about the same amount of time. So we're going to wrap this up. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about hunger in America and in Bexar County with a food bank. But we got Ron Nuremberg, candidate for City Council District 8. Election day is Saturday. This is The Source. We'll be right back.